Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the sixth day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Lilo Nishmas Eliyosof Ben Yukasil. Shlosha Gittin. There are three Gittin which are going to be mentioned. Psulin, which are unfit, midrabanan, lechatchila, a woman should not get married after having such a get. The Imnises, but if she did get married, b'dieved, have a lot kosher. The child that will be born from the second husband will be kosher. In other words, the get will pass. The Gemara explains that even Rabbi Meir, who holds that one who changes the nusach that the Chachamim said in a gittin, he didn't use what they meant to, the text that they told us to use, that such a serious error makes the get totally no good, so much so that she has to leave the second husband, because it's not really a husband. And any child born of that relationship will be a mumzer because she's still considered married to the first husband, even though Rav Meir is of that opinion. But here, in the three gittin that we're about to mention, he will not argue. He will agree that the child will be kosher from the second relationship and the get will be a kosher get, b'dieved, because the Chachamim were not so fussy about such a get, about these three errors. What's the first one? The first one is Kosav Bichsav Yodov Einol of Edim. The husband himself wrote the get, his handwriting, but no Edim signed on it. Now, really, you don't even need Edim to make it kosher, but our Mishnah signed on it. But our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that you do need Edim signing on the get. And according to him, they are the ones who make the get. They are kursim, Edichsim are kursim. Nevertheless, because it's written in the handwriting of the husband, we say it's equivalent to 100 Edim. It's like 100 Edim. But the Chacham didn't like this being done, l'chatchila, because they were worried that maybe if you come to say that this get is kosher without any Edim signed on it, then people won't realize that it was, you know, only because it was written by the husband. And they might say that even if a sofer, some third party, some scribe wrote the get and he didn't get Edim, you might think that that's also okay. And that would definitely be not okay because it has no Edim, according to Rabbi Meir. So therefore, l'chatchila, one shouldn't use it, but b'dieved, it'll do. It'll do. Second type of get. Yesh olav Edim ve'en bozman. The sofer wrote the get, he sealed it, he got Edim to sign on it, but it doesn't say anywhere what the time of writing the get is, what the date is. Such a get, l'chatchila, is possible, unfit. Because the Chachamim did want a time to be written on the get, or a date. And why did they want the date written on the get? In order that a should not allow a husband who's married to a relative, like his niece, for example, to protect her or cover up any act of adultery. Because if his wife, let's say he marries his niece commits adultery, chas v'shalom could be chayiv misa, chayiv death penalty. But he, the husband, might have rachmanos on her. And what he'll do is he'll write a get. And if there's no dating on the get, he'll predate the get and say, oh, she was ready to divorce when she had an affair with someone. And he'll do that to protect her. To stop that happening, the Chacham said, you have to have a time in the get. But that's only lechatchila. But b'dieved, it'll pass. Yesh, number three, a third type of a get. Yesh bo'iz man. It's got a time written on the date, on the get. It's got a date, I mean, but it doesn't have two witnesses. It's only got one witness signed on it. Now, some of Farshim learned that if we're talking here about a case where the husband wrote the get in his own handwriting, and the Mishnah is telling us here that even though it's got a date on it, and it's got one aid signed on it, it's still possible the chatchila she should not get married after such a get, because it should have two aid. Other Mepharshim learn that we're talking here about a case where the sofer wrote the get, the scribe wrote the get. And the Mishnah wants to tell us that nevertheless, if she got married to such a get, we'll say, but yeah, but it'll pass. Why? How come? Where's the Edim? Because the sofer, the scribe, is in place of the second aid. By writing that, he acts like a second aid, and therefore the get will be kosher. Says the Mishnah, summarizes, Hare Elu, Shlosha Gittin, Pesulin, all of these three are unfit, should not be used, but if they were used, Ve'im Nisais, and if she got married after such a get, Havilad Kosher, the child will be kosher. Not a mamzer from the second husband. The Gemara explains that, why do we need a number, shalosha? Why do you have to say shalosha get? That number comes to exclude a get yoshan, an old get. An old get is one where a get was made and dated, but afterwards the husband had yichud with the wife. That's also, you're also to use such a get, which predates that. Why? If it's an old get, because people start saying bad things about their children. They say, "Oh, the children are born out of wedlock. Look what happened. The date was written 5-6 months ago, and they've been living together and having another child, etc., etc." But that's only lechatchila. So the Mishnah wants to tell us that there, in a case with a get yoshan that was used, that if a woman was divorced with such a get, she can get married to another man, even lechatchila. In our Mishnah, we say, v'niseis, if she got married with such a, after such a get, the child is going to be born from the new marriage, is okay. But here, if it's the Gemara learns that in a case of a get yoshan, an older get, it's better. It's better than the three that we say, apostle, and even lechatchila, she can get married after having such a get. It also comes to exclude a case of a get that's written with a date dating from a government that's not operating then. If she got married, that even Bidi Evid, the child will be a mamzer. Now, that's why it says the number in the beginning. What about a number at the end? Hara elu shlosha gittin, these three gittin. What is that coming to exclude? So the Gemara says that in the Sefer, when it says, and these behold, these three gittin are psulin, and if she got married, the child is kosher, it comes to exclude a get which can be remedied, which can be fixed. For example, a shliach brings a get from overseas and he doesn't say the special words that he's meant to say. I saw it being written, I saw it being sealed. What's the halacha? The halacha would be that you take it back from her, that husbands take it back from her, give it to her in front of two people and say, it was signed and sealed in front of me. Rabbi Elazar says, Afal pishein al avedim, even if there's no edim at all that are signed on the get, and the husband did not sign it either, but it was given in front of edim. They call edim asira. That too is kosher. The get is going to be absolutely kosher, and he can be married with it. Unlike Rabbi Meir, who holds that it's edim chasimakarti, Rabbi Meir who holds it's the edim that are sealing that are signing and sealing the get, they're the ones who make the get, according to Rabbi Loza. No, it's not true. It's the edim that watch the mesira, the handing over of the get. They're the ones who actually create the get. And therefore, even if it has no edim at all written in it, it'll still be kosher. The goivom in chasim meshabodim, and one can even use such a get that has no edim on it, even from properties that have been that there was a mortgage on them, but they've been sold by the husband, and she can come and collect the ksuba from those properties. She'ein ha'edim choismen al haget el v'nitignoilam. Because, says Rabbi Loza, when edim sign on the get, this holiday of signing on the get is only for convenience. It's for helping things along, that if, God forbid, the edim asira die, and the husband, the edim for whom, who watched the hat being handed over, died. If these edim died, the husband comes along and he stirs trouble, and he says, that gets a forgery, etc., etc. Therefore, we have edim signed in it. So that if the husband ever tries that, it'll be substantiated by the signatures. But that's the only reason. That's why even without it, lechatchila, even it'll be kosher. And the halacha is like Rabbi Loza. Mishnah Hay. Shnayim sheshalchu shnei gittin shavin. You have two people that sent two gittin with exactly the same names. There were two husbands. Married to a wife that had the same name as the other wife. So the husbands have the same name, the wives have the same name. Svinisorvo, and the gittin got mixed up. The shliach now brings these two gittin and he wants to hand them to the wives. He doesn't know which one is from which. Right? Reuven to Rachel and Shimon and Reuven to Rachel, two different families. So what? And each woman has to get the right get. It has to be written in her name for her, for that particular Rachel. It can't be for the other Rachel. What you do is, the shliach gives both of them, or the husband gives both of them, to one, then again, both of them to the other woman. So each one's been divorced with a get either way, because one of them definitely belongs to her. Lefichach, therefore, im avad echad mehem. Let's say one of the gittin is gone, is lost, before the shlich is able to give them to the wives. Hari hasheni batal. So the second one is no use giving to them as well, because we have no idea which one was intended for which. So we don't know if that's the if that's this Rachel or that Rachel. You don't know which one it is, so you can't give it to anybody. And if you did, it would be a sofik erish and be a sofik if they're divorced. Five people writing collectively in a get that they are megarish, that they divorced their wives, and they use a general nusach, one that would cover all five. For example, they say, on this day, ish ploni megarish plonis, ploni plonis, that Beryl divorced Rachel, ploni plonis, and Yankel divorced Leah, and the rest of the get you have in a general, just one body of the get, and you have Eidim signed underneath it. Kulon, Kesher, and all these gittin, which are collectively written on one get, are kosher. V'inosin l'chalachas v'achas. Obviously, you'll have to give this collective get to each one of these wives individually. It's a get kosher, but you have to give each one separately, one after another. Hoya koisov toizfes l'chalachas v'achas. What happens if it wasn't written one collective get for all five women? But what was happened was it's written, it's got five gittin on top of each other. It says, one on this day, Yankel divorced Rachel, and then it has the whole text of the get. And on this day, Reuven divorced Sprinzer, and so on, each one underneath each other. V'haedim ulamata. And you have the Eidim signed after the last get on the bottom of it all. Is that kosher? Says the Mishnah, only the one get, which can be read together with the Eidim, is going to be kosher. Esra Eidim nikrin emai, that get that the Eidim can be read with at same time at the one time, i.e. the last get, that'll be going to be kosher. That's going to be kosher, and all the others are going to be possible, because we are worried that maybe the witnesses that signed only signed for the last get. If, however, he gave the get anyway to each one of them with Eidim Asira, with Eidim, that sword being handed over, they will all be Mizgurishas, they'll all be divorced. Because as we said, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, that the Iker is not the Eidim, not the Eidim that signed the get, but the Eidim that see and watch the get being handed over. And it's just that if you don't have Eidim Asira, you don't have those Eidim, and the get comes out from one of them, she's not Mizgurishas, the only one who will be divorced will be the one who's written at the end of it, the bottom of it.